Greetings, friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our studies of the miracles of the Lord, and we're going to be studying extensively in John chapter 6, if you care to read, follow in your scriptures. Now, this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is recorded in all four of the Gospels, just not the Synoptic Gospels, but including the Gospel according to St. John. It's a wonderful miracle of how the Lord multiplied the food on that occasion. We'll begin reading in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, and read down through verse 14. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he knew what he knew himself what he would be doing. He himself knew what he would be doing. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one might take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000, and there were women and children on this occasion as well. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world, that prophet of which Moses spoke in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, let's see about the occasion. Let's notice particularly the occasion of the miracle. It was the Passover season. We read in verse 4 of our chapter today, And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. Perhaps these people were en route to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Now, the multitude had heard of his miracles. In chapter 2 we read, or verse 2 rather, And the great multitude followed, because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Now, the Lord's purpose was to teach them, really. This is not recorded in John's Gospel, but in all of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, of this wonderful miracle, some add a little detail here and there. You've got to read all four accounts to get the complete story. Now, it's not mentioned here in John chapter 6 that the Lord taught the people, but we read in Mark 6 and 34, And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Now, in Luke chapter 9, chapter 9 and verse 11, we read, And the people, when they knew it, followed him, And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God. He taught them concerning the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. The Lord's compassion was great toward these people. First, he fed their souls. This is important. The teaching came first, and then the feeding came next. The Lord set his priorities. He fed their souls with his teaching, and then their bodies as the food was needed. Later on, after he had done the teaching, we should observe this order of that the Lord chose. He fed the soul first. We are so inclined as human beings to put the emphasis on the human appetite and then leave the spiritual appetite to the last. The Lord didn't do that. He fed their souls first, and then he fed their bodies. Observe this order, if you will, please. Now let's talk about the provision for this great multitude. It was a little boy's lunch. Verse 9. There's a lad here, Andrew says, which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? Some have speculated that his mother sent this lunch with him so the little boy wouldn't get hungry. And so the Lord took the little boy's lunch, and he seated the people in hundreds and fifties. This is recorded in Mark chapter 6, verse 40. It adds the detail. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and fifties. This was an orderly feeding. And then the disciples were the waiters. We noticed that in verse 9. Verse 10 rather. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. How would you like feeding 5,000 men? But the disciples did it. Now, they were filled, absolutely, their bodies, their souls, their bodies were completely satisfied. We read that right down here in the text where we have been considering and studying, verse 12. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments. But not until they were filled. He satisfied them. And certainly the Lord Jesus can satisfy the body. He isn't unworthy, unknowing and uncaring about the body. The Lord knows we've got a body. He had a body. It got tired, that body of his, that holy body that never sinned. And it was indeed hungry on occasions. He hungered. The scripture says he was hungry. He knew human people, and he met their need. He was here for their benefit. And as a result, after they were all filled, 12 baskets of unused bread was still left. A basket for each disciple. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. It pays every week. It pays to serve him. Think of what they had. A whole basket full all to themselves. Now let's notice the people's reaction. They wanted to make him king. In verse 15 of this same chapter we read, and when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into the mountain himself alone. He left them. Now somebody says, I'm puzzled. Didn't he come to be king? Now he knew that the people would make him king, but the people would make him king on the basis of filling their stomachs. And the Lord didn't want to fill their stomachs. He didn't want to be king on that basis. He wanted to be king on the basis that he fills their hearts. We'll see that later in this self-same chapter. That's the way the Lord wanted to be king, not to fill their stomachs, but to fill their hearts. Now they wanted to make him king. He says so in verse 35. Notice, please. The Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, they came a day or two later, the next day, I think it was. Yes, it was the next day. They came, they sought the Lord Jesus, and we read in verse 26 of our chapter, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth. The Lord is alerting them that this is spiritual meat. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, What should we do that we might work the works of God? Now notice this answer, please. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Do you want to please God in your life? Believe him. Believing puts him on the throne. It gives the verification that he's truthful, that he means what he says, and he says what he means. I think this is so important to realize. Now let's go a little farther in the chapter. The Lord Jesus makes this startling statement in verse 35 to the Jewish people. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Well, now this alerts us to the fact that this is spiritual and not literal. Any Christian could get hungry. The Lord himself got hungry. Farther over in this chapter, we read where the Lord says in verse 51, I am the living bread. Now, he has an audience, too, a big audience. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, and I will give the which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They couldn't understand. They took it literally. And the Lord was speaking figuratively. Now, as food must be appropriated to satisfy the needs of the body, then Christ as the living bread must be appropriated. The cross must be appropriated. He died on that cross for me. His body was on that cross. His blood was shed on that cross. And that's the bread that the Lord is speaking of, his own body. And here he is, just now, just telling these dear people the truth of the matter. They couldn't understand it. We have to spiritualize this verse. Now, as bread is appropriated to strengthen us, then we must appropriate the work of Christ on the cross when he gave his body on that cross to die for our sins, and he gave up his blood to wash us clean in the presence of God. We've got to appropriate it. We hear of hunger strikes, people being served food and they won't eat it. Well, they'll die if they don't. But this food is available to you and to me. But we must appropriate it. We must believe that Christ was on that cross for me as an individual, dying for my sins. And that is appropriation of the work of Christ. And then this verse, this wonderful verse, takes on meaning. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We thank you for the satisfaction, Father, that we find in our Lord Jesus Christ as the bread of life. Make this lesson to our hearts plain by the power of your Spirit, we pray, in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.